be sitting in concert in New Orleans at Jackson Browne and James Taylor tonight. Good times. But a lot of good times going on in Colorado. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from on the water at Boyd Lake is Brad Peterson. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, before we get started, I think there was an individual that had a huge influence on both our lives, a good friend of ours, lost his life partner. I think we should send our best wishes out to Al Linder.
Yeah, both Al and Troy, his son, you know, their mother had been, or Mary had been struggling with some health issues over the years and had an accident happen a few weeks ago and wasn't able to recover. So she passed away yesterday. So definitely send our condolences to the whole Linder family. You know, they've had a rough go. It was just after Thanksgiving last year that Ron passed away.
Yeah, what a family that has contributed to the fishing world. I can't even begin to tell you in the 70s the influence of In Fisherman had on my fishing life and the fact that I got to write for their publications and you worked at Camp Fish. They were a big part of our outdoor lives and a great influence. So our thoughts and prayers are with them. But you are on Boyd Lake, and before we even get to the fishing and waterfall, the Blue Angels are appearing at the Loveland Airport, and they're flying all over. You sent me a video this morning of them incredibly flying low over Boyd Lake. But there is some concern the park might fill up. What's the status?
Yeah, I talked to the head ranger today and this morning on my way in, and he said they've been getting hundreds of calls over the last few days. The air show sold out of tickets, and so people were looking at options of how to be able to get around and see it. So they have done some closures to certain areas in the park. They closed the north or the jet ski boat ramp is not allowing any launching today. The park offices are closed. A few other parking areas have changed up. So they're expecting park, you know, might be reaching capacity by 11 o'clock. I can see the swim beach from here, and there's already cars, you know, setting up there to watch. And there's quite a few boats out on the water, but most of these are anglers or just kind of families that I think are just trying to get in position to be able to watch the show that will be starting at noon, and I think we'll be running until 4 or 4:30 between the different performances.
Well, I tell you what, I got to see them practicing yesterday when I was driving down to the airport, and they're just incredible. They just give you so much pride in our country, and they're so much fun. They're inspiring, and just awe to watch them. But let's you're on the water. How's the fishing?
You know, the fishing this morning has been pretty good for white bass. When you find the active schools, we're getting, you know, several fish real quick. The schools really are on the move. So you get a couple fish, and then they kind of move off, and, you know, maybe about 10 minutes later, they swing back by again. And caught one walleye, and I think had another one on. So it's been a good bite this morning.
Now, are you catching those white bass? Are they boiling, or are you having to cast down drop the lure down to them?
We're doing strictly jigging wraps today. I haven't seen any boil, but yesterday I also did pick some up, pitching like square bill crankbaits up shallow where there still are some flooded weeds in there. And so the boat was probably in 6 to 7 feet of water and casting up towards those weeds. So there is opportunities, you know, for those shoreline anglers or people with kayaks. You don't have to get out in the middle of the lake to be able to get access to some of these fish.
And I think it'll continue probably to fish even better and better until the boat ramps close. Do you know when they're going to close the boat ramps at Boyd?
Boyd typically is open until the last day of November unless they see a big cold front or snowstorm coming up to where it would be hazardous for people to go up and down the ramp. And there have been some times when in November they've closed the lake for a day or two because of those conditions. So the best thing to do, Boyd is pretty good, so is Jackson, at updating their Facebook pages when certain things are changing. So I would recommend if you're on Facebook to go like those pages, and you're going to get the information of when, you know, closures or other things like that happen.
All right, let's move on a little bit. In fact, folks, get out and fish, boys. You can find those white bass, like Brad said, and it's been decent walleye fishing. You can just have a lot of fun yet all the way up until that closure. I want to change gears on you.
In the white bass,
ahead, Brad.
These are the bigger ones. These are the 14 to 17 inchers. These, you know, the bigger ones are starting to really show up right now.
And those are great table fare, too.
Yes, they are.
All right, let's change things up. You're also one of our waterfowl expert contributors. The seasons are just opening in different parts of the state. What are you seeing? What are you looking out for the next short period of time on the waterfowl scene?
Well, the snow we had and cold weather we had come through middle of the week really has created the first push of ducks for the year. I'm seeing ducks along the South Platte River, the St. Vrain, a lot of places that hadn't been holding many birds. Now you're going by them and you're seeing, you know, 15 to 20 in spots. So we did have a definite push of new birds come in. Out here in Boyd this morning, I saw several big flocks of divers, and I haven't been seeing, you know, these big flocks, just a few here and there. So I think we had a good push. The weather for the next week is going to be, you know, basically seasonal. So I don't know if there's going to be another real big push, but we have the full moon coming up, which is usually when you get a good migration happen. So I would say between now and the end of October, you know, hunting should just be improving, and nothing cold to where the ponds are going to freeze up. So I tell people to kind of start looking at the shallow water, those shallow water impoundments, the ponds, and then the sloughs associated with the river. There's a lot of that on public ground up and down the South Platte from about Brush to the state line.
Now, because we're seeing more migratory birds, does that mean more decoy sets, more calling? How do you approach that?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to have decoys, more decoys. It does help if you've got them available, and definitely going to make a big difference because these are birds that aren't familiar with the area. They don't know where to go. So they're out looking around, and calling is, you know, it's like a big advertisement. Hey, come on over here. So this is the time of year when calling is really going to improve your success. So I would tell you that definitely calling, some sort of a robo duck can help as well, some sort of motion on those real calm days like we've got right now. That motion helps attract birds from even a further distance and kind of help them get in closer range.
Now, with the calling, and I'm not a waterfowl caller. I'm going to admit that right up front. I've done waterfowl hunting, but I'm not an accomplished caller. Is there a particular type of call that I can learn if I'm just getting started right now that'll help me?
If you're new to calling, I'd recommend getting a double reed duck call. They're going to be easier to get the rasp in than a single reed. And then the other thing I would do is tell you to learn the basic quack and then what they call the hail call or a five-note series. Those are the ones that get the bird's attention, and they're all using the same method and voice inflection and the same process to create the sound. It's just a matter of rhythm of how to do that. And if people are interested, I am going to be doing a waterfowl hunting seminar the last week of October, and there are more details on my Facebook page, and I'll be talking about calling during that.
All right. How do they find that? How do they find you, Brad, if they want a trip or just more information?
You can find me on Facebook at Brad Peterson Outdoors, or give me a call or shoot me a text at 303-829-3998.
All right, my friend. Well, good luck watching the Blue Angels. It'll probably be hard to concentrate on the fishing for a while.
They might distract you just a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, Brad Peterson. Brad Peterson Outdoors. Go look it up. By the way, some of that white bass fishing is on my YouTube channel. And also a good friend of ours, and a good friend of Brad's, I forgot to bring it up while he was on, Charlie Black was down doing either jigging wraps or jigging spoons. I didn't get a chance to talk to him which one, at Pueblo, and his daughter had a beautiful large wiper. And Charlie also caught a state record catfish doing that type of technique. So that's going on down there. Remember, at 10:30 or about that, depending on how the breaks go, we're going to announce our winner of our dog training questions. And then after the 10:30 break, Ben Garcia is going to join us, and we're going to answer a bunch of those questions live on the air. You'd know more about it if you go to Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. That's how you know what's going on in the show. That's how you participate in our contest. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. We'll take a time out. When we come back, Nate Zielinski will join us, and we'll continue with more outdoor information on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.